Ladies and gentlemen, raise your glasses. It's...
Hang on, wind back a minute, Russell. He's not here.
He's here somewhere. Last time I saw him, he were waiting outside while I were parking the monkey bull.
I'm here.
Where have you been?
I was sat outside on the wall and this woman come along, stroked me head all friendly like, and then she shoved me in a wheelie bin.
What's the chances of that happening?
You stink of fish.
I've been in a bin, haven't I?
Better do the obligatory 3 squirts of Lynx.
3 squirts?
Yeah. Left armpit. Right armpit. And...
Oh yeah, 3 squirts.
You've done that line before back in 2007. In fact, look at you. You're even reading it from the same script.
I know, I found it in that wheelie bin.
Thought we didn't work from a script.
Oh, no, we never work from a...
Next page.
Script.
Shall we crack on then before all the listeners turn off?
They both turned off ages ago.
Drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, insert generic show intro here. It's...
The Matt and Monkey Show.
Hey, we got it right. Normally it takes us 3 attempts to do that.
Back in the net.
Also, we're all doing left and right now. You don't just see that, right?
Oh, yeah.
The sun's on, isn't it? Going to be hard for you to stay. You know, I can't say anything.
Oh yes, we're back again. What about that, eh? We make a comeback, do one show, and then get kicked off to make way for the football.
Do you think they're trying to tell us something?
I think they might be. So, Monkey, have you been watching the World Cup?
Not really.
No?
Well, I couldn't cope with that irritating drone all the way through.
Tell me about it. I think a lot of people end up watching the coverage with the sound turned down.
Enough to drive you mad.
There was a way around it, though, you know.
Yeah, turn the sound down.
No, there was another way. If you went into the setup on your telly, you could adjust the sound filter to get rid of the noise. Some people were posting the settings on the internet.
Really?
Yeah, I'll show you. Hang on a minute while I find the tape.
Tape? I thought you'd got Sky Plus.
I have, but we haven't got the sound effects for a Sky Plus box. Anyway, here we go. Here's the footage as normal.
Hello and welcome to World Cup 2010 with me, Adrian Childs. Later in the show, Christine Bleakley will be attempting to water ski across the vast expanse of her own ego. And Giles Brandreth will be explaining the origin of the word lubricant. But first, England versus Germany.
So annoying, isn't it?
Exactly. Now, if I alter the sound settings, slide that one up and that one down a bit, I'll play it again, but this time without the incessant drone.
Much better. I wish I'd known you could do that.
Good, eh? Now then, still on the World Cup theme, you've had a present sent to you. It's not very topical, this, is it?
Well, when I wrote it, it's not my fault you gave birth on the day we were meant to record all this. And I had to delete that really funny George Michael sketch as a result.
Was that the one with the...
Yeah, it was.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry. Next time I have a kid, I'll try and hold it in for you, shall I? To suit you and your precious script. Anyway, here's your present.
Oh, thanks.
It's not from me.
To Monkey, wanted to get you a Vuvuzela, but this is the best I could find. Please use in the show, Kate.
Open it then.
Oh, look at that.
Wow, you'd better explain to the listeners what it is.
It's a beer stein.
But it's not just any beer stein.
A beer stein with a horn on it.
Like one of those old car horns, innit?
Yeah, shall I give it a go?
Well, before you do, we better just warn Russell, our sound engineer.
Russell by name, Russell by nature.
Exactly, because that thing, I've got a feeling, is going to be pretty loud. Give us a thumbs up when you're ready with the levels, Russell.
I think he's ready.
That wasn't his thumb, though, was it?
No, I'm going to look the same back at him.
Not really a radio item, this, is it? Gesticulating at each other through the glass with an unknown object. Shall we crack on?
Yeah. I'll go 3, 2, 1, and then I'll press it.
I'm taking my headphones off for this, because I think this will be loud.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Well...
Not quite what we were expecting.
We certainly misjudged that book by its cover.
It's a horn.
It's a figure of speech.
No, it's definitely a horn.
Looks more impressive than it really is, doesn't it? A big build-up, an increasing sense of expectation, and a big disappointing finish.
Bit like the England team.
And Monkey in bed.
Anyway, thanks for sending that in to us.
Next month, we're doing a feature on Ferrari, so if anyone wants to send us one, red would be nice.
Nice one.
So, Monkey, did you see this recent news story?
What's that?
Eamon Holmes called in his lawyers to complain to the BBC about a recurring sketch on John Coleshaw's The Impression Show, in which he is portrayed as really fat and eating everything in sight.
Yeah, I saw that. They've agreed to drop the sketch from future shows, haven't they?
Yeah, we had invited Eamon along to talk to us about this, but unfortunately, he wasn't able to make it into the studio.
Yeah, he got stuck in the door.
Bong!
No, of course not. It's just a bit of pipe off an hamster cage.
I wondered what those little black bits were. Anyway, on to today's news. A recent poll has discovered that, quite surprisingly, women actually do like cheesy chat-up lines. We sent our investigative journalist, Griller, out onto the streets of Manchester to put these findings to the test.
Hello, I'm out on the streets of Manchester to put these findings to the test. Here's a lady now. Excuse me, madam, are those pants from outer space? Because your ass is out of this world.
How dare you, you filthy, filthy beast! I'll have you know I'm from Alderley Edge. We don't do that sort of thing round where I live.
Ooh, blimey, let's try somebody else. Ooh, this one looks promising. Excuse me, missus, if I show you me hot dog, will you show me your buns?
You what? That's my wife you're talking to.
Oh, sorry, sir, I was just testing out some chat-up lines, you know, like... Is that a ladder in her stockings or a stairway to heaven?
I'll knock your f***ing block off!
Oh, quick look, there's Fred Talbot coming out of Affleck's palace. Phew, that was close. I think I'll try a different approach. Oh, it's that woman over there with the Iceland carrier bag. Looks a bit like Kerry Katona. Hello, miss. Do you mind if I...
Yeah, of course I'll marry you, you big hairy hunk.
No, hang on a minute.
I want an ivory dress, stretch limo, posh reception, Iceland sausage rolls, Iceland volavont, Iceland prawns, Iceland cheesecake. Oh, give us a kiss.
Oh.
I want a big house, 15 kids.
Oh, God. Where's my panic alarm?
Oh, what's this, big boy?
It's just my microphone. Quick, back to the studio.
Well, I think that certainly proved the point. More news next time, but for now, from all the team here, good night. Time now for that part of the show where we shove jovial, horse-faced comedian Michael McIntyre's face into a blender.
Yeah!
Let her rip, boys.
Do you have any stolen gold and fear the Rozzers are onto you? Then you need FenceYourGold.com. At FenceYourGold.com, we even have our own melting pot, so we can destroy all the evidence before the filth comes sniffing round. Simply pop your pilfered stash into a black sack, send it to FenceYourGold.com, and we'll give you less than a third of its true market value in non-consecutively numbered readies. If you're not happy with our service, you have 14 days to embark upon a wild goose chase of P.O. Box numbers registered somewhere in the Channel Islands in a futile attempt to get more money out of us. FenceYourGold.com. If you're stealing, we're fencing.
Time now for Heather Small's big question.
What, the Heather Small?
No, Heather Small from the lottery kiosk. Mismatched nostrils, chin like an arse.
Smells of paraffin.
That's her.
Heather Small's big question.
What have you done today to make you feel proud?
And that is the big question. So, Monkey.
Yes, Matt?
What have you done today to make you feel proud?
Well, Matt, I was installing some new software on my computer and it said, do not run any other applications during the installation process.
Oh no, don't tell me. You didn't, did you?
I did. I ran some other applications during the installation process.
Oh, you rebel! Did that make you feel proud?
Very proud.
I bet you were.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, Monkey?
What have you done today to make you feel proud?
Well, Monkey, funny you should ask, but you know that door out in the corridor down there with Paul written on the handle?
Oh, I know where this is leading. You didn't, did you?
I did. I pushed.
Oh, you're like a modern-day Maximilian Robespierre of the French Revolution. Were you proud?
Very proud.
I can imagine.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for on today's
Heather Small's Big Question.
But if you've done anything today to make you feel proud...
Very proud.
Please get in touch and let us know. Search for Matt and Monkey on Facebook.
Hey, have you seen this?
What?
Scientists have developed a special fart-absorbing duvet.
Did you say fart?
Yeah. The Marriage Saver blanket contains a layer of activated carbon fabric to absorb flatulent odours.
You do talk some rubbish.
It's true. In fact, I've got one here to show you.
Looks like an ordinary duvet to me.
Of course it does. You don't think it's going to have fart-absorber written all over it, do you?
Suppose not. What's it called again?
The Marriage Saver blanket.
Does it work?
Well, let's try it.
We're not married.
I know, but just like the marital bedroom, you've got to admit it sometimes gets a bit ripe in this studio.
It does when I'm sharing it with you two.
Don't bring me into it, it's him with his bran flakes.
Anyway, snuggle up.
Okay.
Right, you'll go first.
Doing what?
Farting.
I can't just conjure one up at will, can I?
Oh, I'll go first then.
You dirty get.
Yeah, but have a right good sniff. Get your head right under.
Head under?
Can you smell out?
No, actually, I can't.
Ah, you see, it works.
Let me have a go. Budge up a bit.
It's the same material the military use in gas attacks.
The military could use you two at a gas attack.
It works though, doesn't it?
Sing along, Matt.
There he blows. There he blows again.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'll never win a Sony Radio Award at this rate. I'm supposed to be a professional. I've interviewed top celebrities, mate.
Russell, come and have a go with this.
In 1992, an indie band were rejected by the music industry because their demo tapes were rubbish. These men promptly escaped the dole queue by becoming shelf stackers at Quicksave. Today, still convinced they have talent, they survive despite having only sold 4 tubes. If you have a problem, and you've already tried everyone else, as a last resort, maybe you could hire the Ape Team.
Hello?
Hello, is that the Ape Team?
Yes, at your service.
This is Cy King here, one of the hairy bikers of TV's hairy bikers fame. War air keeps getting in war eyes and I can't see where I'm gunning when I'm on my motorbike. So I need your help, man.
Leave it to us, Cy. Come on, Griller, BA, to the monkey bus. We've got a job to do.
I ain't getting in no monkey bus, crazy fool.
Here, drink this.
What is it?
It's a drugged milkshake to put you to sleep while I get you in the van.
Hey?
I said it's a jug of milkshake to put you at ease while I get you a fan, you know, to keep you cool and that.
For a minute, I thought you said it was a drugged milkshake to put me to sleep while you get me in the van.
Oh, what a crazy notion.
Oh, pity the fool, Arkid. Anyway, bottoms up. How did I get here?
I don't know. According to this map, we're supposed to be on the ring road round Middlesbrough.
Ooh, quit your jibber-jabber, Arkid. That's a cup stain from that coffee you had at Birch Services, you daft aper.
Hello, Si. I'm Monkey, and this is BA Maracas.
All right, canny lads. What does BA stand for, anyway?
Because he's got a splinter in his arse and he can't sit down.
Why, aye, man? Sounds nasty. Anyway, as you can see, my luscious locks keep ganning in my eyes, but I can't have my hair cut, because short back and sides bikers doesn't have the same ring to it. I don't know what to do, canny lad, why I man, etc.
Leave it to us, Si. Hairbrush.
Check.
Copy of What hairstyle magazine incorporating practical horse botherer?
Check.
What pattern do you want on your smock?
Check.
Right, to the barbers. Passes the Tresemme, B.A.
Keep that hairspray coming.
Wow, why aye, thanks lads. Pet, etc. My elaborately twisted hair is both stylish and functional, and I can see perfectly for biking and cooking, whilst retaining my hirsute persona.
Yes, I love it when a plait comes together.
That's tenuous, that's really tenuous. That doesn't even rhyme with plait.
You know, for a minute, I actually thought sidekick and walked into the room.
I don't think anyone's going to make that mistake. Hey, have you seen that new A-Team film?
Yeah, they've nicked our idea, haven't they?
I don't know about that, but I'd like to think that we influenced their decision after they saw the popularity of our sketch.
And while we're on the subject of films, what about Robin Hood and Parkinson?
What about it?
Well, you know that new Robin Hood film with Russell Crowe?
Russell by name, Russell by nature?
No, the other one.
Yeah.
Well, he said he'd developed his accent for Robin Hood by listening to Michael Parkinson.
Really?
Well, it must be true. It's on Wikipedia.
Would you give up with that blanket?
Welcome to Sherwood Forest with me, Robin Hood. Later in the show, we shall be robbing from the rich and giving to the poor. But my first guest is someone about whom many people have said. Ladies and merry men, Miss Maid Marian. Maid Marian, thank you for coming on to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
And can I also thank you and your ailing father-in-law for helping to keep me here in Nottingham in the guise of Lord Loxley?
You're welcome, but don't forget, I threatened to cut off your manhood if you so much as touched me.
Indeed. Now tell me, why are you putting me in these stocks?
I've got a little surprise lined up for you later, Robert Loxley, or Robert Longstride, or whatever you're calling yourself these days.
Oh, I can hardly wait. Ladies and merry men, Maid Marian. Now, a musical interlude from my next guest, Mr. Jamie Cullum with his lute. It'd still be dying tights, Lincoln Green, if it wasn't for me, this lad. There with an unusual piano-shaped lute, whatever a piano is, because I don't think they've even been invented yet. Well, that's all we have time for this week. All that remains now is for me to thank my guests, Maid Marian and Jamie Cullum.
Seize him! Take him to the castle!
Oh, f**k. Did I say Maid Marian? I meant the Sheriff of Nottingham. I always get them two mixed up.
Off with his head!
I used to have a pet tortoise and it were really shy.
Really?
Yeah, but I soon brought it out of its shell.
Will you put that blanket away?
Have you been injured in a trip or fall? Send us a clip.
Put it on YouTube.
Hello, welcome to Countdown. Tonight's contestants are Monkey and Gorilla, again. So, Monkey, your turn to select the letters.
Consonant, please, Carol.
Oh, it's not Carol anymore, it's Rachel.
Sorry, Carol.
It's Rachel.
Vowel?
I.
Consonant?
M.
Another consonant, please, Carol.
M, and my name's Rachel.
Vowel, please.
I.
Consonant?
N.
And finally, another consonant, Carol.
It's been nearly 2 years since Carol left to pursue other projects and adverts for loans. It's Rachel now. Will you get it into your thick head?
Sorry, Carol.
Urgh, it's a G. Right, so that's R-I-M-M-I-N-G. The countdown starts now. Right, what have you got?
I've got a splinter in me arse.
Yeah, I have an all. We mentioned it in the 8-team sketch earlier, didn't we?
So have I. It's these wooden chairs. You'd think they'd give us a cushion, wouldn't you? Tight git. But anyway, back to the game. What words have you got?
Just 3 letters.
Thank goodness for that. What is it?
Gin.
I've got 4 letters. Ring.
Right, gin and ring. Thanks for not going with the obvious, lads. Dictionary Corner, what words have our researchers fed to you through your earpiece, but which you'll actually have the audacity to pass off as your own work?
Well, actually, there is a much longer word.
Yes, that's what's worrying me.
The word is something that me and a very close male friend of mine have been doing to while away the long evenings.
Quick, fade to a commercial.
The word is...
Somebody stop him.
Miming.
Eh?
Miming. Me and my friend have been playing charades, you know. Miming song titles and films and books.
Miming, of course. Thank goodness for that. For a moment, I was worried you were going to say ribbit.
Well, I'm afraid we seem to have lost that programme, so here's some music. Monkey, do you eat the yellow snow? Have you gone a bit slow? Cause you've got a squinty eye.
Really, if her goes back in the rain, you're a bit of a pain. Cause you ate my apple pie.
Maybe you are pretty fly for a little hairy guy.
Maybe you are kinda cool, but you didn't go to school.
Maybe you're the same as me. We are both covered in fleas.
Forever,
I can't hear my mummy, said am I in key?
Monkey, I don't really want to know what floats your boat, cause I'm not that way inclined.
Was it you that made that stay near the window pane? Cause it made me wanna cry.
Maybe you will never be more than a filthy monkey, but now is not the time to lie. It was me that stole your pie.
I think you're not much like me, cause you're not a cute monkey.
But you know it now, it's gone forever. It's gone forever.
Christ, do you two use auto-tune?
No.
Thought not.
Yeah? What is it, Jack? Well, Jack, we've been on this mountain many months now. There's something I've been longing to ask you.
What is it, Jack? What have you been longing to ask me?
Well, and it's beans, horses, teapots. I wondered if you'd like to do a bit of uphill gardening with me.
I'd love to, Jack Mumble. I'd love to do some uphill gardening with you.
I'm so glad you said that, Ennis, because I've got something tucked away in my trousers especially for you.
What is it, Jack Mumble?
Put your hand in my pocket, Ennis, and have a good old rummage around.
I'm rummaging, Jack. I'm a rummaging in your trousers,
Now pull it out, Ennis. Pull out what you found. I want you to spray my seed all over this whole mountain.
Uh. I'm spraying, Jack. I'm a spraying your seeds, Mum.
Well, that's an excellent job you're doing there, Ennis. Beans, horses. Each day I want us to come back to this, our special place, and sit together as the sun goes down, and wait for your 12-inch peonies to pop up. What? Your 12-inch peonies? From the seeds we've just sown on the uphill slopes. One day, beans or horses, they'll sprout into a beautiful bed of pink peonies, beans, and try to bring some colour to this bleak mountain. Hey, Ennis.
Yeah?
You want to go to the tent for some quiet time?
Yee-haw, back of the net like, and I'll fetch the marriage saver blanket.
I'm sick of hearing about that blanket now, mate. Can we just forget it?
Sorry.
God. I give up.
Can we afford these prices?
Of course we can. We're showbiz now, aren't we?
What are you having?
Let's have a look. Eruption of seasonal vegetables with a frenzied growth of sausage precipitated in a summer berry residue.
Hey, what about this? Quandary of ingratiated foie gras embroiled in a frippery of melancholic lobster served in a urinal of indeterminate leguminous seepage.
Or what about phallus of pork sword drizzled with a golden shower of lemon cheese insolently enrobed in a violet eruptation of knob cheese?
Ready to order, gentlemen.
Beans on toast, please.
I'll have spaghetti hoops.
Philistines. Hello and welcome to Griller's Book Review.
I used to do this, you know.
Get out! Go on, right out! And shut the door behind you.
Bit harsh, mate.
Well, it does my head in.
So what have you been reading this month?
This month I've been at the British Library reading the Lindisfarne Gospels.
Have you?
Well, I've looked at the pictures.
So, these Gospels, what's it all about then?
It's an illuminated manuscript of the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, produced around 700 AD on the holy island of Lindisfarne.
In Northumberland.
Well, it's not going to be Cheed Leith, is it?
Might be. Carry on.
Using an artistic style that combines Anglo-Saxon and Celtic themes, the book is surprisingly well preserved, and would have originally had a leather binding covered with metal and jewels. The Gospels, presumed to be the work of the Bishop of Lindisfarne, are richly illustrated using colourful dyes made from plants.
Grinding the woad?
No, just scratching me thigh.
Hey Monkey, did you see some of the suggestions on Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg's website after he asked people what changes they'd like to see in the law?
Yeah, I think he got more than he bargained for with that one, didn't he?
Just a bit. Somebody suggested abolishing the law of gravity because it discriminates against fat people.
Crazy.
And one man suggested making it legal to marry a horse, saying, "Why oh why can't we marry, or at least civilly partner, like the gays can?"
That request came from Prince Charles, didn't it?
For legal reasons, I can just make it clear that it probably didn't.
Yeah, because he's already married to one, isn't he?
Speaking of government matters, did you see the criticism from Tory right-wingers who've mockingly branded Nick Clegg's alliance with David Cameron the Brokeback Coalition?
I can feel a sketch coming on.
Yeah? What is it, David?
Well, Mick, you've been my honourable friend for some time now, and there's something I've been meaning to ask you.
What is it, David? What have you been meaning to ask me?
Well, Mick, I've been wondering if you've ever been in the other house.
The other house?
Yeah, the other house.
I'm not sure what you mean, Mum.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter then.
No, tell me, David. Tell me what you mean.
Well, you know, Nick, it's just me and you. All alone together. In this big, old building. Beans, Parliament, horses. And I thought maybe, if you feel the same way as I do, we could go in the other house together. Just to see what it's like.
Well, now you come to mention it, David. I, too, have been getting similar urges.
Urges?
Yeah, urges, and I'd love to satisfy my curiosity with you, David.
Oh, this is such a beautiful moment, Nick. Come with me, I'll take you up the passage.
I'm coming, David. I'm coming.
So, this is it. We're here. Press yourself right up against the crack and tell me what it's like in there.
Say what?
The crack in the door, Nick. I want you to press your eye against it and tell me what you see in there.
It's a bit dark. I can see a lot of leather and a big poof.
Whoa. I don't think you're allowed to use that word anymore. Beans or horses. It's not politically correct.
In that case, I'll call it a bonket.
Can you see any whips?
Of course not. This is the other house. The House of Lords, not the House of Commons. Besides, the chief whip left hours ago.
Well, I just wanted to check the three of us were alone.
Three of us?
Yeah, three of us. There's me, you, and Big Ben, looming large over us.
What was that?
It might have been Big Ben, huge dong.
Sounded more like a door slamming.
Well, whatever it was, it startled me.
Me too, I almost put forward an early day motion.
Hey, did you see that? I can see something moving in the shadows. I thought we were all alone.
They're wearing black tights.
Is it Ann Whittacomb?
I think it's a man.
Is she? Well, I never knew that.
No, not Ann Whittacomb. I mean it's a man in the shadows wearing tights.
John Prescott must be up to his old tricks again. Anyway, how can you tell it's a man in this dim light, Beans and Horses?
Well, you only have to look at the size of his...
Good grief, man! I see what you mean. It's enormous!
It must be 4 foot long.
It's Black Rod!
Well, I can sure see how he got that name.
No. It's Black Rod, you know? He bangs his huge black rod against the door before entering the rear, where the Queen comes in.
For the state opening of Parliament?
The very same. What's he doing here at this hour?
He's in charge of security, isn't he, Mumble?
Well, we can't let him find us here.
What are we gonna do, Mumble?
Well, there's only one thing we can do, Nick.
Yeah? What is it, David?
You wanna go back to number 10 for some quiet time?
Yee-haw, back of the net like.
Right, so we're almost at the end of the show now, so Griller, a final word from you.
Spalling.
Which means?
Noisy clearing of the throat.
Right, okay, well, thanks for listening this far. If you want to get in touch, please get in touch with us via Facebook. Search for Matt and Monkey on Facebook. And bye for now. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to the Matt and Monkey Show, written and presented by Matt Barnes and Monkey, and featuring Griller. Additional music was written and performed by Primate Screech, and the show was recorded in a lay-by just off the M67.
I'm going to shove that blanket down your bloody throat in a minute, monkey. I'm trying to do a serious radio show here, and it's just fart, 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 fart.
Hey, Nick. Thanks for being you.